Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, Republican Nikki Haley, tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tropical Storm Henri packed a punch for the Northeast on Sunday and resulted in power outages across Rhode Island and flooding nearby states. The feds on Sunday approved emergency declarations for Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York as they address the damage brought by Tropical Storm Henri. The emergency declarations activate funds and gives the federal government more leeway to intervene. Only 27 before him were able to accomplish this Major League Baseball goal. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers launched the 500th home run of his career on Sunday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The 38-year-old veteran took Steven Matz's yard to right center field inside Toronto's Rogers Center to become the 28th player in MLB history to have hit at least 500 home runs. Now in his 19th season in the majors, Cabrera said during spring training that he'd also like to join the 3,000 hit club this season, a milestone he is just 45 hits shy of. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As the Biden administration is telling Americans to get a vaccine booster shot, data suggests we don't know if it's going to help or hurt Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will booster protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
An Apple II manual from 1980 that was personally signed by late Apple founder Steve Jobs sells for nearly $800,000 to Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Apple would eventually go public, offering IPOs in December of 1980, just 3 years after the release of Apple II. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, we're spending the week in Kauai having good fun, seeing some old friends here, and it's all part of the Ohana, and the traditional spirit is the state is slowly but surely, you know, returning. And it's been an interesting transition, you know, for the state. You know, for a year they were shut down, very little tourists coming in, and, you know, the Hawaiians, in the first time of their experience in this generation, experienced Hawaii to themselves, you know, without tourists. You know, so good news, bad news. Good news is, wow, this is a beautiful island, it's great, and all that nature and God had created for them is so wonderfully appreciated. Bad news is that, hey, look, we still have to maintain an economy here. And so now they're transitioning back to, you know, try to recapture that aloha spirit and welcome, you know, people who love this island that, come here, many out of tradition and have been coming here for years like we have. And, you know, but you respect what, you know, what is happening and the dynamic that's taking place as they're trying to welcome back people. But, hey, look, at everybody wears masks. It's, you know, the state is highly regulated. And, you know, even though the numbers of outbreak of the Delta variant is not huge, but they're very careful and respective. And I appreciate that sentimentality from that standpoint in protecting this island. Do we have Marcus with us? Is he with us now? Oh, he is. Okay. I wasn't sure if Marcus was with us, so I was waxing poetic for just a moment. So forgive me, Marcus, for taking up some of your time. But thank you for coming on the show.
No, I love Hawaii. So yes. I love hearing about it. So I feel more informed now.
Well, it's just where it is. It's a snapshot of where it is today. And we love Hawaii. We love the Hawaiian people. And they're absolutely precious in the eyes of God, and understandably so. Marcus Clapper joins us, a speaker and author, and he reminds he's reminding us of a message, a personal message, which is the bottom line. Becomes a powerful salvation story, the ultimate reconciliation between father and son. In the book of Malachi, we're told in Malachi 4:6. That God will turn the hearts of the father toward the sons toward the father. And I believe, Marcus, that we're starting to live that out. I mean, we're starting to realize that promise in marketable ways. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing, or am I just missing something here?
Yeah. I mean, we've got, I think now more than ever, we have generations of fathers and sons who have either no relationship, kids who don't know their parents or for extended periods of times or don't spend time with their fathers. So, yeah, I believe, you know, generationally we're seeing that because there's so many broken relationships now, probably more than ever, between a father and son.
And as you say, there's lots that have contributed to it. You know, a justice system that has been, you know, come under scrutiny because we have so many fathers away from their family members. Mm-hmm. And then we're seeing the cost of dads that are missing in action. You know, these young kids, you know, it's like, again, and I quote this because this is, you know, something that Donald Trump, and it's almost like anytime you quote Donald Trump in this political environment, people, you know, they turn you off. They don't want to hear it. But
right.
but look, you've got to hear the wisdom of what I believe, you know, God allowed him to see. And he shared with us, he said, don't let the cure. He was talking about COVID. Don't let the cure be worse than the disease. And I think, you know, you could take that statement, that golden nugget that he shared with us about COVID and apply it to fatherlessness in, you know, in our country today, is that there's been certain things that have been done seemingly to cure the problem, and we've exacerbated it. We've made it worse off, and just one of many things that have contributed to fatherlessness has been the justice system. I mean, you know, we've got too many people that are incarcerated fathers that need to be with their children and, you know, serving sentences. I mean, 10 years and above out of a child's life. I mean, can we not find a better way to solve this problem? Because what we're paying, the price that we're paying for these kids out there without a father. And boy, I'll tell you, you don't have to do a deep dive sociologically to realize how much damage is caused just by the fact of, okay, on one hand, all right, so you got the guy, he's in jail. Okay, but you not only take him in jail, but you're taking his whole family in jail because they're losing, you know, they're losing income, they're losing emotional support and guidance. You know, there's just so many ramifications, again, where that golden nugget of the cure being worse than the problem seems to come into play here. Just a thought.
Yeah, I'll take it a step further on what Donald Trump said and say even more so that if the cure doesn't point directly to God and isn't driven by God and in his will, then the cure will always be worse than the issue you're trying to address.
Exactly.
And that goes for not just a pandemic or the structure of the, you know, of the American home. I mean, that goes for everything. And so as we've seen with the justice system and, you know, what you talked about, the numbers of fatherless homes, you know, the answer that the human race has come up with in broad spectrum is just none of it points to God. It's all very human-based. And that's why it's failing over and over and again. We just keep scratching our heads and, you know, why does this keep failing? And it's like the answer seems so simple. And yet I think that's the problem. That's why people don't accept it.
It's so powerful. And especially in a postmodern Christian society, Marcus, that you're talking about, you know, they can't handle the truth. They don't want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus is standing for the, you know, before them. And it's like they've assumed the position of Pontius Pilate. What is the truth? What is the truth? Well, you're standing in the presence of the truth, and instead of asking Jesus, show me the truth, help me understand what the truth is, you just sit there and very cynically say, well, you know, what is the truth? The very question that is in your heart, that hole in your heart that you want answered, is right before you, but you can't accept it because it somehow it's not the cool thing. It is not what your professors have taught you in college in this postmodern Christian environment that you look at the culture and it's being so devastated. And, you know, it was just as you said perfectly, Marcus, it was humanity that messed this thing up that has really complicated things. But, you know, when you turn to God, you go, wow, it can be so simple.
It's that simple. Yeah. It's like creationism versus evolution. Right. I mean, how dare we think that there's this all powerful God that simply just created us in an instant, right? How can it be that simple? Well, it is, right? But we have to look to our human knowledge. Like, we as humans have to come up with the answer, not some mystical, all-powerful being that we can't see or talk to or whatever, you know? And so, once again, you know, it's the answer can be so simple and allow us to live our lives and focus on other things.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Marcus.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, Marcus Clapper is with us. Yes, the author and speaker. His new book, The Love of a Father, which is so cool. I mean, it is a time. And it's interesting, Marcus, that your book is released when there's a lot of movement. And I say movement toward this idea of Malachi 4:6, that the love of the Father will be turned toward the Son toward the Father. And there's a lot of movies coming out. The Kendrick brothers have done this incredible documentary that's going to come out next month on fatherlessness. There's some awesome stories in that movie. They're going to be quite touching, and I recommend that that's one of those movies. Maybe you take your son, or sons take your father too, and you will hear these stories that you don't hear about, because here we are, we're fussing over critical race theory, we're dealing with trying to disengage from a 20-year war, all these things that are culturally impacting our perspectives. But the challenge is right now, Marcus, is that and this is my prayer, and this has been my admonishment to people of faith, is that in spite of all that, it's God's will, it's His kingdom to come. And our opportunity is to line up with the Father, come in unity with what the Holy Trinity is doing right now, because this cannot withstand. You can't have the Taliban coming in, ripping through a country, turning over 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls as trophies of war to Taliban warriors to be sexually abused. This is so ungodly. Even in Afghanistan, there are pockets of revival that have been taking place under the radar for obvious reasons, and even more so because of, Sharia, how that's going to come in. And it wasn't that long ago, as we were watching Sharia being demonstrated, as Brigitte Gabriel illustrated earlier this morning, in these stadiums where they would take these women, they'd bring them into the it was almost like the Roman stadium wars again all over, but women were the subjects now, and they're being beaten and even murdered because of violations of Sharia, and the people are sitting there in the stands cheering this on. It's like this is really messed up. And I don't know how much, the Father can put up with this. We know that historically there have been times when He said, I can't handle this anymore. And then judgment falls. And even here in America, Jonathan Kahn has talked about not so much judgment, but shaking, and how God's cycle of shakings take place every 19 years. Well, if you go back, the most immediate 19 years, we had September 11, 2001. Mm-hmm. Go 19 years forward, and we have COVID. Now, these are, like you and I were talking about, you have to be mindful of these signs to be in alignment with what God's doing, so that you're co-laboring with Him every step of the way. If you do, there's going to be, you are going to pass through the shadow of death, right? I mean, God says, as the Good Shepherd, I will take you through the shadow of death, and you will see it as a shadow. It's not a real thing. But people that are not with God, that are not being led by the Shepherd, that shadow of death is real. And rather dangerous. But those who are called by His name and are shepherded by Him will go through that shadow of death, and they will also be reunited at the grand banquet and be anointed in such a magnificent way that life will pursue them, and the joys of the Lord will pursue them, because that's the way God is, like that Father looking out, looking for that prodigal, and He's ready to go. He you're running to God. God, forgive me. I've sinned against You. I've sinned against humanity. And God says, you know what? You're still My son. You're still My son, no matter what. And don't you love that? I mean, the Father, that He, in spite of how knuckleheaded we could be, and no matter what the sin, He still says, hey, you're still My guy. You're still My gal.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for that. Yeah, I'm glad that I had the chance to get to that point in my life, because I struggled even after my incarceration and coming out. I mean, I struggled for many years with that, because I had this view of God as this very angry, unforgiving, unloving God, this very legalistic view of Him. And the reality is, He's not like that at all. I mean, yes, there is responsibility and there is judgment, so we can't, pass over that. But the other part of that is, throughout the Bible, if you read, He's a God of love. I mean, it's like, how many times does it have to be written, He's a God of love, for us to kind of ignore and gloss over that? He is a God of love and forgiveness. I mean, that He sent His Son to pay the ultimate price. If He's not a God of love and forgiveness, I don't know what He is. So, you know, I'm so grateful that I finally recognized that, but it took a very long time for me to get there because of how I was raised and how I viewed God as a child.
Yeah. Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, and that's like one of those, Lord, help me with my unbelief. I don't believe that you're love. I'm not there yet. How help me get there. And for you, you've been able to go through that and be a testimony and with this book, The Love of a Father. 4 minutes left here, Marcus. Tell our audience your story, if you would.
Yeah. I mean, in a quick snippet, you know, I raised in a very strict Christian home. And the wheels fell off. Got to high school, college, rebelled, and got into alcohol and drugs, and then and started selling drugs. And then that grew into selling a lot of drugs out of state and across multiple states. And at the end of the day, you know, life was crazy. And from a worldly standpoint, you know, I was living this, you know, out of control, crazy life. But there was a price that had to be paid, and I was arrested and facing a potential life in prison and at the age of 25. And
wow.
Through a series of very miraculous events, and in my book I only talk about three or four of them, but there are way more. But through a series of very miraculous events, I was saved. And when everyone below me and around me served prison time, and there was I was saved and given a second chance. And I struggled though with seeing that as God's hand of provision in my life, because again, I didn't view this as this loving God who was there to forgive me and save me. I'm like, okay, I got through this. He's never going to bring me back into the fold because look how bad I screwed up. Look how big of a failure I was. So, you know, from 25 to 35, it was a battle. I battled addiction, yeah, depression, and many times just wanted to give up and saw no hope in my life. And because I just felt like such a failure, and I felt like, yeah, I had shamed my family. My father and I's relationship had been so broken prior to my arrest, but I wasn't seeing my life and what God had done through the lens of how God saw it. And when I,
yes,
had kids at 35, that started to change. I started to see and view my life differently, and I started to see it how God saw my life. And so, you know, all of this stuff now, I realized it all happened for a reason, to give me a story to share with others. So, in order to help them potentially through what they're going through. So I love the pain and the mess up that I have in my past. I love it. It's to me, the greatest part of my story was all the screw-ups and the failures. Because I'm not there right now. I'm not living it anymore. But it's a tool to help others. And that's really where I'm at.
Well, you know, it's sometimes you have to experience gravity to realize that law still exists, right? And, you know, yeah. So for you, the realization, I mean, having kids, you start realizing that maybe it was God. Maybe it was just, you know, I wasn't just lucky that, you know, I just caught a break here, even though I saw others not catch the break. And but maybe in a moment you could meditate and just say, why me? Why me? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. What an awesome story. And then, of course, you and your dad end up coming together, right? 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
Left.
Yeah, no, that's the beauty of it. It's just like my Heavenly Father, my dad was there. You know, there was a turning moment as I was in jail where I had put my dad on the spot and said, you either stand with me and love me going forward, or we don't ever speak again. And my dad said, I will, going forward. And 21 years later, my dad has been there for me every step of the way, as I now realize my Heavenly Father was there for me,
amen,
every step of the way.
What a legacy, Marcus. I mean, here we got the, you know, a changed father, grandfather, and son, all in your story. The love of a father.
Nobody
Marcus Clapper, thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. away. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport, left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, Republican Nikki Haley, tells CBS News, President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We continue to hear about vaccine hesitancy and so many questions still about COVID. And I don't blame you, you know, for being confused. In fact, we're going to play a little bit for you a little bit later on that kind of illustrates the confusion that we're dealing with. Dr. Lee Valeed is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect, but this is really important. She participated this past week with a group of renowned doctors, such like herself. They came together to discuss potential fertility risks related to the COVID shot. You know, initially, doctors were saying, you know, if you're planning on getting pregnant, if you're pregnant, that maybe you should not take the shot. But now it's like no holds barred. I mean, just about any age. Now they're talking boosters. There's just so much that leaves us questioning. And these questions are legitimate, aren't they, Dr. Valeed?
Yes, absolutely, Bill. Thank you for having me. The damage to the ovaries and the testes in a woman's ability to form a placenta to create a pregnancy is just staggering. And I hope that your listeners will take the time to listen to the reproductive medicine experts on our press conference from August 19th, which is on our website, truthforhealth.org. This is particularly important in light of this incredible announcement today that the FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine with
exactly
no citizen input and no safety oversight independent safety oversight or advisory committee, which is always customarily done for any new vaccine or drug or medical device. It's truly unconscionable.
Exactly. Well, this confirms my concern from the get-go that, you know, here we had Operation Warp Speed. Were we going to have Operation Warp Speed 2.0 to fast-track an FDA approval because of the political headwinds?
Well, I think it's not only the political headwinds. I think clearly the tail wags the dog on the FDA. The pharmaceutical companies have so much power and control with the FDA. We've seen that growing over my career, and it's certainly been shown unequivocally in this particular situation with these experimental agents. Your public needs to understand these experimental vaccines, they call them, are technically under the FDA regulations of gene therapy agents, which requires a 15-year monitoring period for safety, not 2 months.
Yes. Wow. Well, we're talking with
this other the thing I wanted your listeners to know, what Dr. Yeadon presented at our press conference, is that the Pfizer pharmaceutical company's own data on this vaccine, that they call it, was provided to the Japanese government looking at how the mRNA lipid nanoparticle coated mRNA distributes throughout the body. That was kept under wraps until Dr. Bridle in Canada in June this year filed a Freedom of Information Act to get the information and translate it into English from the Japanese. That showed a 20-fold or greater concentration of these damaging lipid nanoparticles in female ovaries.
Wow.
And any time that you have inflammatory damage to the ovaries, I wrote a book about Is My Ovaries Stupid? And some of the things that could damage women's ovaries. That was in 2003. Scribner published this book, and I listed all of these things that could damage the ovary and the follicles and cause infertility and earlier menopause, decline, hormone problems for a woman's life. And here we have this experimental COVID shot causing inflammatory concentration of the nanoparticles in women's ovaries. And that was never disclosed to the public until we've been trying to get the word out. But the doctors that are reading the science, that are studying the data, that are seeing the patients having these complications and having these horrific side effects, we're being censored. And it's people like you that are helping us get the word out. We have another press conference coming up on this Thursday, August 26th. And we're announcing that our foundation, as a public charity acting in the public good, is convening immediately an urgent citizen vaccine safety review board with some of the leading experts in the world to present the information to the public as best we can with the horrific censorship we've been facing.
Because at the very basis of this, Dr. Valete, is informed consent. And
absolutely,
people are not being properly informed. I mean, that is a basic violation of our constitutional right, is it not?
Absolutely. It's not only the violation of our constitutional rights to refuse any treatment to decide our lives, which is fundamentally eroded completely, thrown out the window with these mandates that are rolling out. But it's also a violation of every ethical and medical legal principle in medicine throughout our history. If a doctor tried to force any other treatment on a patient without informed consent and without giving the patient a choice, it's medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, well, medical malpractice. And to do that in this setting, patients aren't told anything about the potential risk. They aren't even told that these experimental shots contain polyethylene glycol, which is a preservative, and it's a lipid. It's a helps to drive the material into the tissues. But 70% of the public has allergies to PEG, and some are more severe than others.
Right.
Some people have a mild allergic reaction to it. Other people can have anaphylactic reactions and death. And they're not even told that that's in these experimental shots. Two of the four contain PEG.
Wow. This is incredible. We're talking with Dr. Lee Belitz. She's a leader in patient-centered individualized medical care, past director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. You know, as you lay this out, Dr. Valide, what kind of damage is this doing to the medical profession long term? I mean, because this is such a huge compromise.
I think it's extraordinary erosion of trust. People have traditionally had trust in their physicians to act in their best interest, and that is not happening. What we're seeing is doctors who are controlled by their employers, who are large health systems, big hospital chains that own outpatient practices, that have huge ties to federal grants, federal money, that and federal incentives for hospitalizing patients instead of treating them early outpatient, which we know works. All of us treating COVID patients from the get-go last February and March with the early treatment algorithm that Dr. McCullough and Dr. Zelenko and Dr. Tyson, many independent doctors, developed. We were keeping patients out of the hospital and not dying by treating in the first 3 days of symptoms. It works.
Yes.
I didn't have a single patient I treated go into the hospital, and I didn't have anyone die, because as soon as the patient called me all last year and into this year with the Delta variant that is actually happening more in the vaccinated people than the unvaccinated people, we start treatment as soon as the symptoms begin, and we can get them through it with the existing combination of medicines we've all been using that are FDA-approved medicines for other conditions we've been using our whole career.
Exactly. And so little is said about these therapeutics, right?
I know. It's suppressed. Totally censored. I was permanently suspended from Twitter for tweeting about the safety of early treatment, the effectiveness of early treatment, and the risk of the vaccines. They shut me down totally. And the people that, 80,000 people that had relied on some of the medical...
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from Dr. Bleed after
your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month. Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into
a rental.
Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Lee Valique continues with us. She's the leader in patient-centered individualized medical care, past director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She was just part of a group of renowned doctors who came together to discuss potential fertility risks related to the COVID shot, as she laid out in the first segment. And what is so amazing about this, Dr. Valique, is the powers-to-be are counting on if you want to call it the lack of ignorance, the sheeple of this grand country of ours just going along to get along. They've been feared into a corner and scared to such a degree that they've abandoned any sense of reason and common sense. And I would say that certainly that is affecting the lives of a good number of Americans, but there's still others like yourself, like myself, other shows like ours that are resisting, you know, to be dumbed down and resisting this idea of, you know, critical thought and critical questioning.
Well, exactly right, Bill, and that's the American spirit that has always been there in this country, and we are losing a lot of that. We need to rekindle that fire. And I'm issuing a call to all of your listeners. Join our crusade of the voiceless. We are not silent. We are speaking out. We are empowering people with information. It is on truth, forhealth.org. Click on the link, sign up for the emails, join our crusade. We have press conferences regularly on these critical topics. We are calling for citizens to share their story of vaccine injuries, of COVID inability to get treatment. We are setting up a citizen safety review board on these experimental shots. We've got world experts on our advisory council. We are calling on healthcare workers to come forward. contact us through the website. Let us know if you're willing to speak out about what you're seeing with vaccine injuries in hospitals. I just interviewed 4 in hospitals in different parts of the country over the weekend. They will be part of our press conference on Thursday, airing noon Eastern time on LifeSite News and restreamed on multiple platforms. We need people to stand up, get loud, speak out, share your story with us. Let us know. Together, we are greater than the numbers trying to oppress us.
Exactly.
We can make a difference, but we must unite. We must speak in a loud voice, and we must resist unconstitutional mandates and intrusions into our body without our consent. You know, the liberals all wanted abortion on demand, pushing for my body, my choice. Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't go just one way. My body, my choice, I get to decide whether I get any experimental medical treatment, including a COVID shot, especially when there are safer alternatives for treatment and prevention that you could do by taking a pill, 2 pills of hydroxychloroquine once a week, reduce the risk of COVID closer to 90% and keep people out of the hospital. India showed that effectively when they ramped it up in their country, and then they fell away from using it, thinking they were out of the woods, and it comes roaring back. We've got to go to what works.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think part of the problem with hydroxychloroquine is it's too cheap. You know, if all of a sudden it came with a $3,000 bill, you know, for each pill, then somehow it would be justified as long as that money was being, you know, because sadly and cynically, we end up dealing with the old axiom here in this country is you follow the money. And, you know, this time and again, hydroxychloroquine, other therapeutics have proven very effective. And doctors are still, you know, administering, thank God, because they actually, when they took the Hippocratic Oath and said to do no harm, they actually, you know, meant it. And some doctors, sadly, have been forced into surrendering their vow. And in order to, as you say, to protect research dollars and some of these big entities and things, you know, we're being force-fed, and then they're wondering why there's hesitancy, there's vaccine hesitancy that's taking place. It's people understand, their common sense tells them that there's something terribly wrong about this whole process.
You're absolutely right, Bill, and I would say to those listening, trust your gut, trust your common sense. Put your common sense hat back on. Get out of the fear mode, because the disease infecting us as a country now is the disease of fear, far more than COVID. And people have got to wake up to the fact that that has all been manipulated. They exaggerated the number of deaths from the get-go to scare everyone. They spread the lie of asymptomatic spread to scare everyone. They've used masks to control people into submission when everybody with any common sense knows that wearing a cloth mask over your face to stop a virus is like putting up a chain link fence to stop a mosquito.
Exactly. Exactly. No, it's horrendous. Not to mention the fact that I think we learned early on in school that it's not good to, you know, inhale your own carbon dioxide that you're expelling. You know, people I think in high school there for a while, some of the crazy kids stuck their head in the bag just to, you know, see if they could pass out and, you know, get high on their own their own carbon dioxide. But, you know, for some reason now it makes sense, which is just ludicrous. But this is it. This is the dumbing down of America that's taking place. But, you know, the encouraging thing to me, Dr. Valeed, is that is the American people know better. I mean, if we've been duped for generations, you know, whatever, and we just had lost our minds and they've just totally, we've become so open-minded that our brains have totally fallen out, that's one thing. But I believe there's still enough common sense around, and people are saying, look, we've had enough of this stuff and this fear-mongering that's taking place. These models, as you say, from the get-go, the same people that gave us these incredible models about climate change, somehow they live another day and they come back and they're using, you know, it's like they weren't trustworthy when it came to climate change and all the predictions that they made, which nothing came through true. And I'm of the old school is that, look, at if you get it wrong, maybe you need to find another occupation. You know, that's not your job. But somehow we take their models in the early days of COVID, and we utilize that, and they were predicting, what, over 2 million people were going to die. Well, it didn't quite happen that way. And then recently the CDC came out and admitted that the actual death rate of people who had died of COVID only was less than 4%, which is half the number of the normal flu season, right? So you're only talking about 30,000 people that actually died of COVID only without the comorbidities. So this thing has been blown up in such a way, and it's brilliant to ask the critical question, why?
Well, and that's exactly right. And the blowing up of the risk was done by design because propaganda people have known for the last 100 years that the way you manipulate and control a population is through fear. A huge planned agenda to control the population, particularly in the free country, and create the global governance model. You can read Dr. Peter Bregan's book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey.
Yes.
And that outlines step by step. And the chronology, I've read every line of the book. I've been very involved in working with them behind the scenes on it. And one of the things that's clear is that this has been a 20-year agenda in the process of planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's all documented.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, 20-year most immediate, but I agree with you, at least 100 years. This has been a progressive movement that's been going on, for at least 10 decades, and they continue incrementally to gain more and more ground. And, well, I'll tell you, nobody in our lifetime would have predicted this. I mean, we'd seen signs of it, but not to this degree. Again, my faith is in the American people, freedom that this country was born on. It is our foundation. And it's reclaimable. It is reclaimable. But it has to be through the consent of the governed, and it has to be through a knowledgeable, governed people, and also a moral. And that's really at the foundation of all this is we have to re-embrace our connection with our morality. They've been able to get away with this because they've been confusing us, because we are untethered from those moral anchoring points that help us discern what's right and what's wrong.
You're right, Bill, and that is one reason that, one of many, that Truth for Health Foundation as a public charity is a faith-based group coming together to emphasize the importance of the founding Judeo-Christian principles, the founding of our country, the founding of medicine, the way that we have always done things, is to look at life and liberty as our Creator's gifts, as our founder said so clearly, not the gifts of the government.
Amen.
And that's why I keep saying, join our crusade. We've been voiceless by censorship, but we are silent no more, and together we can all make a difference. And I need to hear from healthcare professionals out there who are seeing the truth on the ground in the hospitals, for example, and who can share information with us so that we can get it out to the public about what's happening. We are the voice to get information to the public, and I thank you for having me. This is my major initiative at this point in life as president and CEO of this foundation. Dr. Peter McCullough is our senior medical advisor. Dr. Michael Yeadon is our chief scientific advisor. Dr. Paul Alexander, evidence-based medicine and research methodology. I've got a top team of world experts working together to bring this information to the public. And we're just getting started on the Citizens Vaccine Safety Review Board.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day. which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were...